Father, as always, I thank you for the entrance of your word gives light. And as we share for just a bit, encourage one another and admonish one another, let that light shine in our hearts and give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our topic of admonition today is repairing breaches and restoring paths to dwelling. Well, the Lord promised that each of us can do that when we're living a consecrated life. You know, but more than that, you know, I'm going to stand in the gap this morning to do some of this by the grace of God. So let's read in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12. This is where this text is taken from. And we did this during our convocation week a few months back. But I want to call this out again this morning. You know, in the book of Isaiah 58, we see many things that the Lord says there, that when we live a consecrated life, there's a lot of things that he promises. And the one that I want to focus on this morning is verse 12. But let me read it from verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Well, I'm claiming this here this morning. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Hallelujah. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwelling. Praise the Lord. So what is a breach? And we'll see some examples in the Bible. But one main example we'll look at. A breach is when something is either broken, you know, or not set as it should be and not carried out as it should be, or an agreement or other that conditions and terms are not met. You know, so, you know, it can be a violation of an obligation. It can be a violation of trust. It can be a violation of other conditions of agreement. You know, so, you know, the English dictionary, you know, has a definition. Even the Encyclopedia Britannica as a definition of breach. They call it a failure to do what is required either by the law or agreement or a duty or a failure to act in a required or promised way, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, the one that, you know, I want to call out this morning and things that we want to rectify around that will be taken from the story which we have told many times in the book of Numbers of these children of Israel when Moses was asked by the Lord to select, you know, some of the people to go spy out the land that they were going to possess. And when as the story went, he selected one from each of the tribes. But there was also Joshua and Caleb. And you may recall the story that they went, searched the land, 40 days they searched, and they came back with reports. The land, they said, was fruitful. There was a lot of fruit. They even brought some of the fruit of the land. But most of them said, despite all of that, there are too many difficulties. We cannot go up against these people. The people we saw there are like giants, and the land is consuming the people up, And we are, in our own eyes as grasshoppers before these people because they are huge. And we can't do it. We cannot go up against them. We're going to have to back down because we can't do it. But two of them called Joshua and Caleb, they said otherwise. And they spoke up and said, we beg to differ. The Lord is with us. Then we can most certainly go and take the place. And these people's defense is departed from them because the Lord has given them to us. Let us go at once and take the place. We'll have these people for lunch, they said. There will be bread for us. And but everybody else said we can't do it. You know, so the congregation was torn. One part said this, and the other parts, everybody began to cry that they can't do it. And so the Lord was angry with that congregation because the Lord gave them the commandment to go forward. The Lord also gave them the promise that he was going to drive those inhabitants out of the land out from before them and give them the land. But they did not sanctify the word of promise in their hearts. So here's what the Lord told them. And you can read those stories in Numbers 13 and 14. You know, but here's what the Lord began to be angry with them in the book of Numbers chapter 14. And here's what he said to them. You know, he said, look, you are not indeed going to enter the land. It says, how long? Let me read it from verse 26. Verse 34 is where I'm going. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say now unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Now, we've quoted this verse multiple times on this platform. Be careful now what you say before the Lord. You know, be sure to choose your words carefully. You know, the Bible says, choose your words carefully when you are before the angel. You know, don't say any negative thing. Because the Lord says here, as you say, so will I do. So if you say the good stuff, if you say we're able, then you'll be able. If you say I'm not able, I'm a grasshopper and they are giants. Then the Lord said, so will I do unto you. So he said unto them, your carcasses shall definitely fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein. Now, let's see the makings of a breach. A major catastrophic breach that we see here. Something that the Lord promised and even swear to their fathers to give them. And he has been, you know, looking over that promise, walking with them towards it. But now, all of a sudden, here's what the Lord says. Doubtless, ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But those your little ones, which you say should be a prey, because that's what they grumbled about. Why should all our little ones come out here in the wilderness and die? Should have left us in Egypt and all these things. Well, those your little ones, you know, which you said should be a prey, even them will I bring in. And they shall know the land which ye have despised. So these people despised the word of promise because of circumstances that they beheld with their eyes. So there is a serious lesson here for us to stay with the promise. And Don't look at the circumstances that your eyes may be feeding you of why the promise may not come to pass. You know, because they saw the land, it actually had good fruits, but also they saw other things that the eyes were feeding them. They said, well, if we try to come up against people, they're actually giants and we cannot win. We can't subdue them. And there are contradictions to the word of promise. That's what I call them. Began to arise in their hearts and they began to think evil. They began to think evil. You know, they began to think evil, begin to think that they cannot do it and begin to despise the word of promise. And the Lord said unto them, well, your children, you know, are the ones that will go in. He said, but as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't die in this wilderness. Get to the promised land. Your children, he said, you know, wander in for 40 years, bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted. After the number of days in which you search the land, even 40 days, that's how long they took. Said so your punishment will be for each day, that will be a year. You go around in circles and you will all perish. Even 40 years. And ye shall know my breach of promise. Wow. I mean, here is one situation. This is the one place in this Bible where God said, you will know my breach of promise. The promise that I gave, a swear to Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob, and told Moses that I was going to do it and all of that. And now there is a breach, you know, but really it wasn't the Lord that breached it. It was the unbelief of the people and the fact that they could not sanctify the word of promise in their hearts, you know, to wholly, wholly, completely follow that promise. And they allowed their hearts to be discouraged. They allowed discouragement that they saw, or would be discouragements that they saw, I mean, to set them back. 12 of them went there, and with Joshua and Caleb, the ones chose to see evil and to speak evil. The others chose to see strength and victory. They said, look, we can do this, you know, but the other said, we cannot do it. And because of their posture of unbelief, not sanctifying the word of promise in their hearts, the Lord turned back the promise upon them. And that's the most grievous thing that we've seen in this Bible. Because the Lord has already said, you know, I will not alter the thing that's gone out of my mouth. But in this case, he did. Because the people would not believe the Lord. You know, now, there were two of them, however, that did believe the Lord. Here's what they said, you know, in Numbers 13, you know, verse 30. Caleb still the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up, they said, we are not able. For the people of the land that we saw there, they are giants. And they are stronger than we. And we cannot come up against them. Now, what will be your report through the situation that you are facing? If you come up with evil thoughts, such as, well, will the Lord do this thing that he promised? Can he actually give me this victory? Then that may cause a breach of that promise. But we want to repair whatever breaches may have been caused here this morning. Any breaches, you know, let's see how you begin to try to repair that. Because they couldn't do it. Joshua and Caleb couldn't repair the breach, but they tried. They wrecked their clothes, we're told in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 6. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel and said, look, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. And if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land and he'll give it to us. It's a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. We'll have them for lunch. That's where that terminology came from. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. You know, this was their own posture. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Can you imagine? You know, when people are encouraging, two of them encouraging them to believe the Lord, the whole congregation wanted to stone them. No wonder the Lord was furious. And then the result was a breach of promise. So the lesson learned here is that a negative, grumbling, murmuring, complaining posture will stir up contradictions to the word of promise in our hearts. And at the end, there may be a breach of the promise, which means we'll not be able to attain. And then we'll just be praying, but nothing happening because there has been caused a breach. But let's see if we can repair the breaches that are broken this morning. Now, sometimes when people say something is broken, it doesn't mean that it's shattered to pieces necessarily. That's one definition of broken. But here in the United States, when we talk of something is broken, so people use that, you know, in casual language, they say something is broken. It could just mean something is not working. You know, they may say this faucet is broken or this thing is broken. It doesn't mean the thing is shattered to pieces. They just say it's not working. Well, when our faith is not working, you know, then it's broken and it causes a breach. You know, and the breach means that we have broken the stance of faith. We have broken, you know, the ordinances of faith. Faith says we stand on the word of God and we ignore what other senses are telling us. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what faith says. Faith says the Lord has said so, so I am moving forward despite what my other senses may see or hear. I choose to move forward believing the word of the Lord. Well, the unbelieving, the contradictions of faith will stir up and say, you can't do that. Whoever heard of such a thing? Then you just go and drive out giants. You can't do it. And then all kinds of unbelief will set in. Now, at the moment, this is how you repair the breach. We need to, first of all, examine our hearts today and see if there are things that are lingering that we've been praying about. Maybe the reason that we're not getting those things is because something is broken. Maybe because there's a breach. On the one hand, the Lord has promised. But on the other hand, we pray and pray and don't get it. Could very well be because there is a breach. A breach of promise. is when the Lord assess the situation and say that the hearts of these people are far from me, and they don't believe me, and they don't sanctify my word. You know, and how long will I put up with that? And God was angry with them. You know, so let's examine ourselves this morning. Well, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is upon me today to be a repairer of breaches, and then to also be a restorer of paths to dwelling. And I'm going to speak on that as well in a minute. But let me give you some more information about breaches. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, let's read verses 30 and 33. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, we'll take a look at verses 30 and 33. Here's what the Lord said. He said, the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. But the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. Well, and that was the provocation that led to the breach. And the Lord said, look, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and all the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their priests, their princes, and their prophets, and all of these people, you know, even all the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem, they have turned their unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. Well, that's how breach comes. You know, when we do not hearken with our hearts to receive instruction of the Holy Spirit, and when we do not sanctify, sanctifying the word of promise means you take it as it is, you tremble at it, knowing that it's God's word, and you believe and act upon it. That means you're sanctifying it in your heart. But if you do otherwise, then, and allow discouragement to set in, and devil knows how to use that discouragement, then there may be a breach, and that promise may be unattainable. And then people wonder why we just pray for years. You know, there are also broken relationships. That'd be a breach as well. When we were studying the Sermon on the Mount for the last, the past several days, we studied Sermon on the Mount. We saw something that the Lord said there, you know, and we can repair the breach as well. Those who repair broken relationships are called peacemakers. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, so sometimes it's a relationship that's broken. And if you step in to be a peacemaker, you may also be one of the principals in the broken relationship. And if you go over and above and beyond to repair that breach, then you shall be called a child of God, because you are a peacemaker. You are a restorer of paths, you know, of pleasant paths to dwell in. You have taken away the breach of bitterness in that case. So we're talking about repairing the breach and restoring paths to dwell in. There may be other broken things in our lives. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 2, it talks about things that may be broken or crooked, you know, and the Lord, you know, has a way to fix all that. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Well, I'll say, repair the broken bridges. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So the Lord, you know, wants us to be cognizant that there may be crooked things in our lives that need to be straightened up. Praise the Lord. You know, I also want us to realize that sometimes, you know, people have incurred the, you know, anger of God and his hot displeasure. We see a story in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 8. This was the story of Uzzah, the man that tried to help the ark as he was about to fall from the oxen, you know, and incurred the wrath of God. Now, the wrath of God come in different ways. And in this, on this man in particular, in this case, it came upon him in swift judgment. And it was the Lord's hot displeasure. So we can call it that. Again, the Lord made a breach, we're told, upon Uzzah that day. So let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 8. Now, you can read the story before of how Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God to take a hold of it. It's in this same 2 Samuel chapter 6. As they were carrying the ark forth, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, we're told in verse 6 that Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took a hold of it, for the oxen shook it. I mean, the oxen shook and was about to fall. And this man put forth his hand, and that was something that he wasn't supposed to do. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against him. The Lord smote him there for his error. And died there by the ark of the Lord. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach. So we see that's another place that breach was used. You know, that was a day of gladness, supposedly, you know, when they were taking the ark, got the ark back, and so forth. But unfortunately, that day turned to a day of evil. Because of the one hot displeasure of the Lord against the man that did what he shouldn't have done, and the Lord smote him. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach on Uzzah that day. Now, let's talk about restoring of paths to dwell in. What is the path, the real path that we must dwell in? Well, let's take a look at what the psalmist said. You know, the psalmist talked about, you know, leading me in the paths of righteousness for his great name's sake. You know, so we know that. But, you know, Psalm 23. But let's read Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, and on thee do I wait all the day. You know, so that's the psalmist praying and asking the Lord to show him and lead him in the path that he should go. Remember also Psalm 23 and verse 3 said, the Lord restored my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. So I'm talking about paths to dwell in. Well, the path of the Lord, Psalm 25, let me also read verse 10. In Psalm 25, there's also verse 10 there. I talk about the path of the Lord. He says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. So if we find that our ways are crooked and we're not walking in mercy and truth, well, perhaps we have fallen off from the path of the Lord. And we need to restore those to be, you know, for us to walk in. We need to get back there. Now, in the book of, you know, as we begin to go through this, let's see what Job chapter 28 and verse 7 says unto us. Now, there is a path, we're told, which no fowl knoweth, and which no vulture's eye has seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Now, that's the path of the Lord. You know, no unclean thing. The highway, we talked about in Isaiah 35, talked about the highway. There shall be a highway there. It's like a path of the Lord. It's a restored path. Uncleanness shall not be in it. Hallelujah. You know, so today is a day of self-examination to see, you know, whether we have gone astray or perhaps we can come back, you know, into the place where the Lord has chosen, into the paths of the Lord. An highway shall be there, we are told in Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 8. And there will be a way or a path. It's called the way of holiness or the path of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. This is Isaiah 35 and verse 8. But it shall be for, you know, some folks to walk in it. No lion, no ravenous beast shall go up there. None of these evil shall be found in it, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk in it. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, shall obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and sighing and mourning shall flee away. The path of the Lord is path of righteousness. And here's what the Lord says. Come, walk with me, saith the Lord. Enoch, he walked with God. Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Enoch walked with God. And the Lord is saying to us this morning, come back into the path of the Lord and walk with me, saith the Lord. The sons of God also walk with God. Hallelujah. They are told in Revelation chapter 14, verses 4 to 5. You know, they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Now, let me wrap up the things that I've said here this morning, because I want to make this brief, because I want to pray. The breach of promise comes when we do not sanctify the word of promise in our hearts. When we do not, with all our heart, follow what God has promised. We allow doubt, unbelief, discouragement to creep in. And in the case that we saw, it did not end well at all. You know, for God who brought them out afterwards, we're told, destroyed them that believed not. Now that's a serious breach. You know, so that's not a good thing. The Bible says that, you know, God was not well pleased with them. Moreover, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. How that all our fathers were under the cloud and did pass through the Red Sea and so on and so forth. They even had miracles, meat and drink and all that. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. And they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, let's check our lives today to examine and see if by our posture of unbelief or fear or doubt, we have caused a breach which might be delaying the promise that you are believing God for, or some answer to, or the answer to some prayer that you are praying. You know, once it is breached, the answer cannot come. So we must find a way to repair the breach. How do we do it? Repentance. That's number one. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, you know, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's repentance. Then the Lord promised, hallelujah, and, you know, that he will bring healing and restoration. So let's examine ourselves today, whether we be in the faith, you know, and examine concerning the thing that has lingered, that you've been praying about, and that's not happening. You're praying, you're believing, you are doing this or that, but it's not working. Or perhaps there has been a breach. And let's close out the breach here this morning. What I say unto you by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that is given to me, that the Spirit of God is upon me this morning, sent me here to be an announcer of repairing of the breach and breaches, broken things and so forth. Hallelujah. And then restorer of paths. You know, what we have been doing in this room by the grace of God is trying to restore the correct paths, debunking all the myths, getting us out of religious falsehood that doesn't work, bringing us back into the path of the Lord. And today I am going to pray for everyone that's in the room, especially when it seems like you're trying to get a hold of the Lord for something and it's not working. No matter what you do, it's just not working. Well, maybe something's broken. You know, that's why it's not working. Maybe there's a breach. And let's restore the breach here this morning. The grace of the Lord is here, flowing free. You know, one time Moses, he stood in the gap. You know, one time Abraham also actually tried to stand in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah. But Moses, he effectively did it. The Lord said, I'm going to destroy these people. Because they're, you know, I mean, they're like a thorn in my flesh. They're like something in his nose. And they just, you know, the Lord just want to get rid of them. But Moses, he stood in the gap. And he repaired the breach by selling the Lord. Now remember, your name is at stake. And if you were to destroy these people, what will the heathen say? Remember, Lord, that your name is at stake. And so by he standing in the gap, that's another way, you know, that he repaired the breach. Praise the Lord. Now, in Exodus chapter 32, you can read the story in another place where the Lord was. There were many times that the Lord had it with these people, you know, and every time it was because they would not sanctify the Lord. And every time the Lord will say, look, how long is it that I would do this? You know, in this particular place, they did the golden calf. And the Lord was angry with them. The word of the Lord already told them, you should not make any gods to yourself and so forth. But they did, just because Moses was gone for just a few days, only 40 days, you know. And Moses said, look, yes, I know that these people, I've seen the great sin, you know, but he's going to put himself right between God and them and say, look, blot me, I pray you, out of thy book. The Lord told him, no, I can't blot you out. It's the one that's seen that I will blot out. Now get out of my way. I'm going to destroy these people. But the Lord, you know, Moses prevailed upon the Lord, pacified him, and said, look, these are your people, and don't, you know, let your hot anger cause you to destroy these people. What will the heathen say? Will they then say that the Lord brought them out, but he could not keep them, therefore he had destroyed them? So he challenged the Lord, and he repaired the breach that day. God was going to, that day, destroy the people. But Moses stood in the gap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, by the grace of God, let's stand in the gap one for another this morning. And let's believe the Lord together. Let's examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith. Why is it that we are not getting the thing that it is that we're praying for? Why is it that it's not happening? Well, and also restoring paths to dwell in is an invitation that the Lord is saying, come walk with me, said the Lord. And can two walk together? We're told in Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, except they be agreed. Well, that's not possible. It's a rhetorical question. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The answer is no. You can't do it. So we must be in agreement. Coming into the path of the Lord means we come into agreement with him. You know, and we must align ourselves with the word of God. We're not going to change God to align with us. That's not going to work. We are the ones that must align with him. Jesus said himself, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And for the one that loves me, he will be loved of my Father, and we will come, make our abode with him. I will manifest myself to him. So I'm praying over the room today, a brief exhortation for us to examine our ways and see whether we be in the faith. Take a look and see the thing that you have been praying for in any aspect of your life that has lingered for a long time. Could it be because of a breach? Because you did not fully sanctify the word of promise. The Lord promised something, but you're going about it a different way. You know. So believe the Lord fully in your heart. Repent of any breaches that you may have caused through not sanctifying the word of promise. And let's see if the Lord will not return and leave a blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord will always return and leave a blessing when we call upon him in repentance. And when we ask for his mercy, he will come and he will leave a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let's come back into the paths of the Lord this morning. The path of the Lord is found in the word of God. Praise God. You know, the book of Joel, he talks about, well, you know, how do you know that the Lord will not come and leave a blessing? In Joel chapter 2 and verse 14. I'm going to read some verses around that real quickly, and then I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is revival that Joel talked about. But the way to it, he talked about blowing the trumpet in Zion, sanctifying a fast, calling a solemn assembly, gathering the people and so on. You know, and praying and falling on our faces, and let the priests weep between the porch and the altar and say, spare thy people, O Lord. That's all repentance. Give not thine heritage to reproach. You know, that the people should reign over them and say, where is their God? Then, he said, will the Lord be jealous for his land, and he himself will pity his people. But listen to verse 14. Who knoweth if the Lord, well, let me read it from verse 12. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping and with mourning. That's repentance. And rend your hearts and not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. And repenting him, he will repent of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and drink offering unto the Lord your God. You know, so let's examine ourselves. Let's return to the Lord. If there's anything that we have not believed or we are trying to do things our way, whereas the Lord gave us instruction and gave us a promise And let's repent this morning and let's call upon the name of the Lord. Perhaps he will return and leave a blessing. And I know he will, because he asked me to come here this morning and stand in this message of the Lord for repairing of the breach and for restoring of paths to dwell in. And behold, I set before you this day the path of the Lord. Moses said, well, blessings and curses. Well, there's no more curse for the people of God. However, you know, there may be a breach if we do not fully believe the Lord. Well, the Lord is inviting you to walk in the path of the Lord today. Walk with him, he said. Come, walk with me. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord and just follow him step by step. Don't try to go out of the path of the Lord and try to do things that the Lord has not ordained. When believing the Lord for something, stay with the promise and walk with the Holy Spirit how he shows you. I will pray now over the room. Father, I thank you for the grace of God that has appeared unto us, teaching us that we should repent, even this morning, of any of our ways that might have caused the breach of promise. That is making us not to attain unto the things that we are believing God for. We ask this morning, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as I stand in this prayer, you know, let there be a moving in the hearts of the people towards repentance, that we may repent of the evil in our hearts, where we have not sanctified thy word, where we have not believed you fully. We pray, Lord, for a repenting. We repent in our hearts this morning in Jesus' name. And may the Lord, hallelujah, be gracious unto everyone, and causing a repairing of the breach where it might have occurred, to break, you know, to break the obtaining of that promise. Has been broken because of our unbelief. Has been broken because of our taking things into our hands and not doing things according to the Spirit of God. But now as we repent, and the Lord repair that broken bridge, cause us to return. Say, the ransom of the Lord shall return into the path of the Lord, into the highway, and into the way of holiness. May we return this morning. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to find again that path which no foul knoweth. There's no unclean thing there. No evil thoughts, no unbelieving thought, nothing like that. Just in the path where we believe God with all our hearts. And we trust today, Lord, that the glory of the Lord begin to shine forth again upon the things that are once dying, to be built up again, as it is written, thou shalt restore, you know, paths, foundations for many generations. May the grace of God in bring true repentance into our hearts today. Hallelujah. As it is written, thou shalt lay the foundation for many generations, and thou shalt be called repairer of the breach, restorer of paths to dwelling. Thank you for the grace of the Holy Spirit that is able to do that. And give understanding to everyone in this room that's listening to this today or may listen later on. And that we may amend our ways, cry unto the Lord for forgiveness, and that the breach may be repaired, that we may return to the path of the Lord and then obtain that which hitherto has eluded us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.